And once again, it is time for our weekly roundup of this week's gaming news. Sunny has joined me in the studio once again, and we start off with a Call of Duty story. After the recent release of Infinite Warfare, there's been somewhat of a technical hitch. The idea behind the game, is it not, Sunny, is that everybody can play together online, but apparently that's not the case.
Yeah.
So what's been happening?
Well, if you bought the game through the Windows 10 store, you will not be able to play with anybody on the console port, which is the Xbox One, or anybody who bought it on the Steam platform either.
Now, to give us an idea, Steam is the main place, isn't it, really?
Yeah.
That everybody goes to. So if you bought it on Windows 10, then it's pretty much nobody that you can play with.
Yeah.
And the whole point of the game is that you play together. So a lot of disgruntled Call of Duty fans out there. Another story this week, PlayStation Pro is finally out as well. We seem to have been talking about it for years. Give us a quick reminder of why Sony think that we should ditch the PS4 and spend our Christmas cash on this particular model.
Well, the PlayStation Pro is just pretty much an upgraded PlayStation 4. It's made so it can stream 4K video. It can also play VR games with a VR headset that's coming out as well. It's supposed to be at a cheaper price or around the same price as the original PlayStation 4 on release, but that's a little debatable depending on what storage option you go for.
Now, on to something about retro gaming. Something else out this week is the NES Classic Mini. If you were one of the people who spent a lot of time in front of the TV, in front of the old classic Nintendo Entertainment System in the 1980s, well, Nintendo have re-released it. Sort of. It's not quite the same, is it? Tell us a bit more about it.
The NES Mini is, it's pretty much just a small NES. It comes with 30 games like Super Mario Bros., some of the Metroid games. I think I read Castlevania, but it's not exactly an NES. You can't take out the cartridges or put in any new ones. They all come right on the console itself, and it works just like an emulator.
So basically it's not really an NES at all then, is it? It's the kind of thing you might buy for somebody who perhaps used to play it a lot in the 80s and has maybe sadly thrown their NES away, even though it was working, and now would like to get back to it. But if you can't put any new games into it, then the appeal's slightly limited, really.
Yeah.
It feels like one of the really cheap games you buy from Argos, you know, like that's got like Pong on it and maybe Space Invaders. And it's good for like, you know, about a day after Christmas. Then after that, people get rather bored on it. So, it will be quite good. There's also a little bit of controversy about the controllers as well.
Yeah.
There's only 2.5 feet of cable between. Now, I didn't play much in the original NES. But I don't know if you've ever come across one. Were the cables that short on the original?
Not at all.
No, they weren't, were they? So the only alternative, right, is to get a very long HDMI cable and then put the console on your lap and have the person who's playing with you, if you're doing two-player, very close to you. So I think that's the only solution. I can't see that being very much more than a bit of a stocking filler. We're also been looking this week at a new release from Nvidia as well. Nvidia, famous for graphics cards, have now got into PCs. They've got something now called the Zotac Zbox EN1060. And basically it's a tiny PC, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, so tell us a bit more.
Well, Nvidia's idea of pushing out the progression of PC technology and hardware is to minimize it as much as possible, yet still having the same performance as the full-scale graphics card or processor chips. So what they've decided to do is they decided to take laptop hardware and try fit it inside of a really small computer chassis, but still try to deliver the same amount of power that you will get from a full tower PC build.
Now, this thing's tiny, isn't it? So it's 21 centimetres by 20 centimetres.
Yeah.
So it's if you've got a perhaps a small set-top box for watching Freeview with, it's about the same kind of size. And I originally looked at this and I thought, actually, this might be quite useful because I occasionally watch programs that are streamed like across the internet on the TV, and there isn't anything else that you can watch them on. You can't really watch them on an iPad or anything. You might be able to do it with Chromecast, where you can cast whatever's on your laptop onto the TV, but you need a Google Chrome dongle for that.
Yeah.
So sometimes it's actually quite useful to have a PC plugged into your TV for various reasons, and I thought this wouldn't be bad for that. But it's £800.
Yeah.
And for £800, you could probably build one yourself.
Yeah, you can.
So, it's a nice little idea. If you want it pre-built and nice and easy, then it's not bad, is it? But otherwise, it's just too much money for what it is, do you think?
Yeah.
Okay, and finally, onto the new releases for this week. Tell us what is coming up. There's so many this week that we can't do all of them. I'm guessing it's because Black Friday is on the way. Is it the week after next? Either way.
I don't remember.
It is, yeah. Black Friday now in the UK as well as in the States is it's the Friday after Thanksgiving, so it will be a couple of weeks yet. But a lot of games coming out, which will then be reduced in price by ridiculous amounts on Black Friday for no apparent reason in the UK. I know it makes sense in the States, but not in the UK, okay? So what are the pick of the games that we've looked at over the next week coming up then?
The first game we've got is Tails. It's a Steam release game, so it will be on PC. And it's a point-and-click adventure game. It's built around the whole idea that you're a character who, instead of just like reading stories, you actually get to go inside of the books that you read and interact with them. And you need to find figure out some sort of mystery that has gone on with these books. And this will be releasing on the 1st of November.
14th.
Oh.
But I will hopefully do get good releases in the future rather than 14th of November is when it's coming out. Okay. What's the next one?
Next one is Neptune Flux. This one is kind of weird. We haven't had a lot of games that takes the whole underwater exploration to heart as this one has. You're a character who's gone out to find their lost mother underwater while she was on some sort of expedition. The further you go, the more you uncover that there's some weird alien technology that has been discovered, but has been kind of kept hidden from the public. So you're not only discovering new things that have never been seen before, you're also trying to uncover what happened to your mother.
Okay, that sounds intriguing. There we go. Now, I'm guessing we're going to be talking about the latest Assassin's Creed release as well.
This one's interesting because when I looked into this, it's not exactly a new Assassin's Creed game. What Ubisoft, who have published these games, have decided to do is remaster three of the what seems to be the most liked and critically acclaimed by the public games, and they've decided to remaster them and bundle them up in a package. So you're getting Assassin's Creed 2, you're getting Assassin's Creed Brotherhood, and Assassin's Creed Revelations.
And this is called the Ezio Collection.
The Ezio.
Ezio, I just thought I knew, if I'm going to bust this pronunciation, I will get it wrong. Ezio Collection, and that's out on Thursday, November the 17th. And we just got time for one more.
Pokemon Sun and Moon.
Okay.
This is Nintendo's ongoing thing. Every year they release two new Pokemon games. And this year, it's been a little bit... people have been a little bit skeptical about it because of what the new Pokemon look like and how they're advertising the game as well. It looks to be more aimed at children than the original fan base. So I don't know if the sales will go as well as they expect them to this year.
It might be something that for parents who are looking for things for younger kids for Christmas that might make their way into people's Christmas stockings later on in the year. Well, that just about wraps it up for today. Don't forget you can email Sonny at accessradio.biz. That's Sonny. I'm myself, Steve, at accessradio.biz. If you've got any thoughts, comments or things that we need to cover, we'll be back at the same time next week.